Thank you for driving me back to my hotel.
Oh, it's not a problem.
I was going to ask Leonard to do it, but he seemed a bit emotionally unstable, and you don't want someone like that operating heavy machinery.
No, you do not.
Your check engine light is on.
Yeah, I gotta put a sticker over that. So, you must be devastated about your divorce.
Oh, not at all. But I am a bit distressed to be in a vehicle that's not subjected to regular maintenance.
Come on, I mean, you're not upset that your marriage is over?
Well, initially I felt something akin to grief and perhaps anger, but that's the natural reaction of the limbic system to being betrayed by a loathsome son of a bitch.
Sure.
Thankfully, my shock was somewhat mitigated by the fact that I haven't had intercourse with him in 8 years.
8 years?
Oh, that's nothing. I've been responsible for my own orgasm since 1982.
Yikes. What's so funny?
That's exactly what I say during orgasms. Yikes.
You know what? I could use a drink. Do you want to stop for a drink?
Oh, I don't drink.
I do. I'll teach you.
Leonard.
What is it?
I made tea.
I don't want tea.
I didn't make tea for you. This is my tea.
Then why are you telling me?
It's a conversation starter.
It's a lousy conversation starter.
Oh, is it? We're conversing. Checkmate.
What do you want, Sheldon?
What I want is to be departing the Starship Enterprise in a one-man shuttlecraft headed to the planetoid I rule known as Sheldon Alpha 5.
I want that, too. Why are you here?
To comfort you, of course. No, that's not going to work at all. Comfort you from over here. Leonard, what you're experiencing is a classic Jungian crisis in which the aging individual mourns the loss of the never-to-be-realized ideal family unit.
Thank you. That's very comforting.
That's not the comforting part.
It's not.
No. No. The comforting part is that the Germans have a term for what you're feeling. Weltschmerz. It means the depression that arises from comparing the world as it is to a hypothetical, idealized world.
You're right. I do feel better.
Well, the Germans have always been a comforting people. Just remember, Leonard, where your biological family has failed you, you always have me, your surrogate family.
You're my surrogate family?
If it's any consolation, I'm not happy about it either. Good night.
Okay, now this time, try drinking it all at once.
Yikes.
I've been responsible for my own buzz since 2003. Another round for me and my homegirl.
I feel a spreading warmth through my extremities.
As long as you don't feel it running down your pants, you're fine.
That is fascinating. I'm noticing an immediate lowering of my inhibitions. For example, I'm seriously considering asking that busboy to ravish me in the alleyway while I eat cheesecake. What do you think?
Well, we are known for our cheesecake. Hit us again.
Yes. A little is good. More must be better.
Hey, Beth, guess what?
What?
I'm sleeping with your son.
Really? Which one?
The one from whom I live across the hall from.
Oh, well, that's convenient. How did his penis turn out?
Oh, Beverly. really, I can't talk to my boyfriend's mother about his penis.
Oh, fair enough. What can you tell me, if anything, about that busboy's penis?
Actually, I've only had the cheesecake. One more time. You know, Leonard did not want to tell you we were dating.
Really? That means he's either embarrassed by the relationship or he doesn't care enough about his mother to tell her he's in one. Either way, one of us should be insulted.
Well, let's go find out who.
You go get a taxi. I'm gonna slip my business card into that busboy's back pocket, cupping his firm right buttock as I do so.
Leonard!
Sonny boy!
Get out here! Your mommy wants to talk to you!
The hell is going on?
You're in trouble.
Why didn't you tell me you were tapping my homegirl? Did I say that right?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Are you guys drunk?
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, why would we have stopped at Del Taco? Now, how could you not tell me you were in a relationship with this lovely, charming young woman?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Is it because she's uneducated, trapped in a menial service position?
What the hell happened to lovely and charming?
How come you didn't tell me that you and Father were getting a divorce? How come you didn't tell me you had surgery? How come you didn't tell me my dog died?
What I hear you saying is that you want a more intimate mother-son relationship.
I do.
There. It's late. Now, go to bed. I'm getting a warm feeling spreading through my heart.
That's the Del Taco.
Why is Leonard softly banging his head against his bedroom door?
Speaking of warm feelings, come here. No, I'd rather have the busboy. Thank you for taking me to the airport.
You're very welcome.
Once again, I'm driving. I'm right here.
Please, I am very hungover and in no mood to satisfy your need for approval. Sheldon, I do hope you forgive me for my inappropriate behavior last night.
I don't blame you. You were intoxicated.
Thank you.
I blame Penny.
Oh, I blame Penny, too. Bad Penny.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? What inappropriate behavior?
I think it's best that you not know.
Agreed.
Agreed.
What the hell? Agreed.
And I want you to take very good care of this young woman.
Oh, thank you, Beverly.
You're welcome. She doesn't have much in the way of career prospects. Don't make her responsible for her own orgasms as well.
Mother, remember when I was complaining that you don't communicate with me enough?
Yes, dear.
I'm over it.
La 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 la.